Welcome to the Home Church Podcast, where we bring you relevant teaching, faith conversations, and much, much more. We want to thank you for joining us today. We hope this message inspires you and builds your faith.
Hey church, welcome. I'm so pleased you've tuned in. Today is a very special day in the UK. You might be watching from all over the world, but if you're in the UK, you'll know that today is Father's Day. So first, let me say, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I myself am a father. I've got five amazing kids, and you'll hear me talk a lot about what it means to me to be a father. I think it's a huge privilege. And of course, we shouldn't just celebrate biological fathers today. We should be celebrating spiritual fathers, grandfathers. So I hope you're getting spoilt today. I hope today is just one of those days you're thinking you could have every day of the year, but it's not. It's once in the UK, different dates around the world, but it does give us a little bit of a focus for today's message. In fact, I've entitled today's message, World Changers. And that's what I believe every father has the potential to be, a world changer, an absolute world changer. Yeah, I don't want to understate how important it is to be a father and to father well. Let's get into this. And let's start by looking at the ultimate father, Father God. It took the intervention of a father to change my world. I wasn't brought up as a Christian. I didn't know anything about Jesus. Didn't know anything about church. Didn't know anything about God the Father. I didn't know I was loved by a heavenly father. But because of the intervention of Father God, he changed my world upside down. And he welcomed me in. Let's look at what scripture says about this in 1 John 3 verse 1. It says, see what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. I love it. It says, so we are. We are called children of God. Why? Because of the love of a father. He came, he intervened. The intervention of our Father God changed the world. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. This is 1 John 3, verse 1, reading from the ESV. I'm thankful for Father God today. And as we're celebrating all the fathers in the UK and just recognizing all that they do and all that they give, we should first and foremost thank our Father God. What an incredible, amazing Abba Father we have. Now, as an earthly father, I believe that I'm called to imitate my Father God. So I look at God and I see how he fathers me. And that gives me a textbook or a blueprint, if you like, of how I can father my children. And if Father God intervened to change my world, then I'm going to intervene in my children's lives to change their world. I believe that as a father, I have the potential to change the world, not through what I do, but ultimately through what my children do in the generations to come. And if there's ever been a time when the world needs change, it's now. What we're seeing on our TVs, on social media, what we're hearing in the streets, it's not good. It doesn't fill you with much hope for the future. But we can't lose hope. And I just wonder sometimes if the answer to all of our prayers is bundled up in potential in our children, which means that fatherhood is so important. What if the answer to the prayer we're praying for changing the world has already been given to us and it's in our children? And so today, sit back and relax. I'm speaking to all the fathers, spiritual fathers, biological fathers, grandfathers, and I want to tell you today that you have the potential to be a world changer, and all the world needs change. The world needs godly fathers. We need to be godly fathers who take our blueprint from how Father God loves us and has disciplined us and has spoken in and given into us, and use that as a blueprint for how we father our children. This is a huge responsibility. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, you've heard me talk about this a few times, I'm sure, is Psalm 127. I'm going to read from verse 4 from the ESV. It says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man, or can I say, blessed is the father who fills his quiver with them. Well, I've been doing my best. I've got five. Couldn't fit any more in my quiver. Five's enough. Thank you very much. It says, he shall not be put to shame. Can I say to every father, you will not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies at his gates. I believe our children are here to be a blessing to us. But I love this verse because it talks about these, our children are arrows in our hands. I love the imagery here because it talks about our children like arrows, but it also depicts the father to be a warrior. And, you know, if you want to call me anything, call me a warrior. That'd be great. So I want to use this analogy, and I want to use what this scripture saying in Psalm 127, when it talks about arrows being in the hands of the warrior, saying that it's like our children in the hands of a father. I want to use this scripture and this analogy to help us understand the different facets of fatherhood. Because when we understand who we are as fathers, and when we take on the mantle of fatherhood like God the Father wants us to take it on, then we have the potential through our children to bring change to this world, the much needed change that this world needs. So our children are like arrows and the father is like a warrior. So what do we know about arrows? Number one, arrows are as straight as we carve them. Arrows are as straight as we carve them. So this tells me that fathers are craftsmen. What's a craftsman? Well, it really means a skillful worker. And when I think about Father God, that's exactly what he did with us. He formed us in our mother's womb. He crafted us. The Bible says that we are his workmanship. And in the same way that we are his workmanship, our children are the workmanship of their fathers. It's a great responsibility. But the truth is, every arrow starts life as a stick. I've got this stick here, found in the garden. Now, if you've got boys like me, it will not be uncommon for you to find random sticks lying around in the most unusual places in the house. This is just a stick, one of many I'm constantly picking up. But think of it like this. Every arrow starts as a stick. And we know that this is no good as an arrow. It's not straight. It's got two bits coming out here. It needs carving. We need to take a knife to it. And anyone who's ever made an arrow, been in the woods and had fun with that, it takes a long time. But then you craft it into the arrow you want it to be. Can I say to every father, you are a craftsman. And craftsmen become skillful, not accidentally, they become skillful on purpose. Can I encourage each and every one of you, let's do away with accidental fatherhood. Let's put away parenting by accident or parenting on autopilot, but let's parent on purpose. Let's craft our children, because if we craft our children into arrows, imagine the difference they can make in the future. Proverbs 22 verse 6 might be a familiar verse. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Like many of you in the UK, we've been in lockdown because of COVID-19, and we've had a lot of time on our hands, and many of us are working from home. I'm working from home. I'm stuck at home, can't get out much. But I'm using the time to craft my children. So I've been thinking, how can I craft them? In what ways can I be purposeful in the time I have with them? And one of the things that you may have seen on social media is the Cherry Boy Boot Camp training session. So every single day, I just decided, you know what? I'm going to be purposeful about helping my children to be fit and to be healthy. So every single day we work out in the garden, and at first they didn't like it. But after a little while, they got used to it. They still don't like it, but they're so much better and their fitness has just gone through the roof. What did that take? It took intentionality. It took me to take time to craft them into fit boys that I want them to be. So can I encourage you, fathers? Don't see yourself as just a dad, just any old dad. Start speaking to yourself that I am a craftsman and I'm crafting my children into little world changers. What else do we know about arrows? Well, we know that arrows are as safe as the quiver that holds them. Arrows are as safe as the quiver that holds them. And this tells me that fathers are guardians. Yeah, that's right, we are. Now, that's a term that you may have to fill out on a form every now and then when you, I don't know, sending your children somewhere. Who's the guardian? I am the guardian. Let's not forget that we are the guardians. And if children are like arrows, we need to make sure that the quiver is a safe environment. You know, again, in lockdown, kids are just very demanding, aren't they? And they think, of course, fathers can do anything. So Will came one day and he said, "Dad, can you build a tree house in the garden?" Well, of course, I'm looking around thinking, how on earth do I build a tree house? But guess what? I built a tree house. I found a little bit of wood from behind the shed. And it sounds really awful, this, but I built quite a nice little tree house at the bottom of the garden. But the most important factor of the tree house was not the design, not whether it looked right. Of course, you needed good access. The design had to be a little bit thought through. But the most important factor for the treehouse for my boys was safety. Was the environment safe for them? And I think, now I am the health and safety inspector, so I've signed off my own building skills, but I think it's safe enough for them. The most important thing for me was to build a safe environment for my children. And this is what we must do as fathers. If our children are the arrows that are going to change the future, they're going to change society, that they're going to tackle the big issues in society that we're seeing right now on our TV screens, then we need to help them to grow up in a safe environment. I'm thankful that Father God wraps his arms around us, that he commissions his angels to go before us, that he's a hedge of protection around us because he wants us to be in a safe environment. In the same way, we should ask ourselves as fathers, how safe is the environment that my children are growing up in? How do we speak around the house? How do we act, or how do we react? Whatever your home environment is like, and for many of us, sometimes that's not a choice that we have too much say in. Just think to yourself, how can I make this environment for my children a great and healthy environment? Let me challenge you with that. Hey, number three, arrows go the way that we aim them. If arrows go the way that we aim them, then that tells me that fathers are navigators. So fathers are craftsmen, fathers are guardians, and fathers are navigators. What do I mean by this? I mean that we set the coordinates. Can I encourage every father to set the coordinates and set the future in a straight line for your children? The Bible speaks a lot about the fact that God has a plan for our lives. In fact, he ordains our steps. Father God is the navigator of my life. And he's instructed me to be the navigator of my children's life. So what does that look like? Well, yeah, it looks like being in control of some things. You know, have you ever got in the car and you went out as a family and the kids are in the back and everybody has a say of where we're going to go? But ultimately, you know, if in my car, if I've got my hands on the steering wheel, I need to shut out the noise and I need to plot the coordinates in the sat-nav so that we get there in time and at the right place. The simple fact of the fact that we are navigators is so important. I can't overestimate the importance of this. We need to set our kids up to go in the right direction. Right now we're seeing all sorts of some awful scenes, and we're dealing with injustice and prejudice that has been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. I wonder if it would have been sorted, or we could have seen progress if only some fathers had set their children on a different course. This week, we've been talking to our children about what's happening in the world right now, the time of this recording, 2020 lockdown. And we're talking about what the world is what the world looks like and how they can make a difference to the future world. I have the potential to be a world changer as a father through my children. I'm setting their coordinates on the right path. That means we've got to have patience. It means that we've got to be persistent. It means that we've got to keep praying for our children. Have you ever thought about this? We've got to stop trying to calm the storms in our children's lives and teach them to navigate through them. Are you a helicopter parent that keeps taking your kids out of the storm? If your kid's in a storm right now, don't shield them from that. Don't shield them from what's happening in the world or in society or what happens at school. Don't take them out of the storm. I'll say that again. Stop trying to calm the storms in your children's lives. Instead, teach them to navigate through them. So are you feeling like a world changer, fathers? I hope you are. God didn't call you to be a nobody. He called you to be a somebody. He called you to be a world changer. In the same way that He, Abba Father, changed our world, we are called to change the world through our children. So, a quick recap. Number one, arrows are as straight as we carve them. That means we're craftsmen. Number two, arrows are as safe as the quiver that holds them. Fathers are guardians. Number three, arrows go the way that we aim them. Fathers are navigators. And that brings us on to our next point, number four. Arrows soar as high as we send them. And this tells me that fathers are encouragers. Fathers are encouragers. You know, when I take my son, Jackson, to his football training, or I used to before we got locked down, and I will do when we get out of this lockdown period, it's very interesting because I position myself as an encouraging father. I believe I'm going to change my son's world, and ultimately he's going to change his world through the words that come out of my mouth. The Bible says there's power of life and death in my tongue. So on the touchline, I'm very careful to encourage as loud as I can. But there's always one father. Some of you guys know when you go to the sports event with your daughter or with your son, you know there's always one. He's not the encouraging father, but he is the critical father. What our children don't need to hear is you being a critic. My kids don't need to hear how I feel they've done terribly or the mistakes they've made. They need to hear that I love them, that I believe in them. And this is modeled by God. You don't have to go very far in the Bible to read how awesome God thinks you are. Father God thinks you are incredible. And we need to model that to our children. And they'll fly high if we believe in them. Take time to listen to your children's dreams. Be your child's loudest cheerleader. See, why is this important? Well, to the world, you're just a father. But to your children, you are their world. Did you hear that? I'll read it one more time. To the world, you are a father. But to your children, you are their world. In fact, you are the world. So every word that comes out of our mouths, when we're saying who they are, who they belong to, what they're capable of, it's so important. I'm thankful that God says, I'm a king and I'm a priest and I was born for such a time as this. This is what Abba Father says to me, and this is what we as fathers should be speaking to our children. Do we quote scriptures like Ephesians 3:20 and get them to believe that God is able to do more than they can ever hope or imagine? Here's a challenge for every father today on Father's Day. Don't downgrade your children's dreams to fit reality, but upgrade your reality to fit their dreams. What a challenge. What a challenge. Don't downgrade your children's dreams to fit reality, but upgrade your reality to fit their dreams. Well, there's a challenge. Final one, number five. Arrows are most effective when we release them. In fact, they're only effective when we release them. So this means that fathers need to be empowerers. We need to release our children and empower them into their future. I'm believing that all of my children, all five of my children, perhaps they started as twigs, but I believe that with God's help and the grace of God, that my children will be world changers. But they won't be world changers from the quiver. There comes a point in every father's life when we need to unleash them upon the world, and sometimes that's when they're younger, but certainly anyone with older children, any fathers with older children will know that we've got to release. And can I say, home church, every single one of you, please continue to pray for the children of home church. You may not have children yourself, but you can certainly pray for the children of home church. Let's pray that they will become world changers, that the future will be different because our children have been crafted in the image of God. So we've got to release these arrows. The problem is we don't like to unleash our children upon the world because we don't want to see them fail. We don't want to see them get hurt. Well, as fathers, I think again of Abba Father, you know, Father God, I think, you know, he lets us make mistakes. He lets us, anyone ever failed? Yeah, God let you fail. Do you know why? Failures were never there to break us. Failures are always meant to grow us. They're not meant to break us, they're meant to grow us. And that's why God allows us to walk through things. We walk through the valley. He doesn't take us out of the valley, but he's empowered us. And think about Jesus when he left and he completed his mission upon the earth and he went back to heaven and he said, I'm going to send another. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit and he's going to, in fact, he said a greater one is going to come, the Holy Spirit. And we have been empowered by our Father to reign on the earth, to have authority and to, you know, live out the purposes of God. We're empowered. We have the name of Jesus as an authority. We have the power of the Holy Spirit living within us as an authority. In the same way that Father God empowers us. Fathers, can I say to you, empower your children. How do we empower them? We fill them with the Word of God. We fill them with the promises of God. But we have to release them. We have to let them stand on their own 2 feet. You know, one of the things I've been doing through lockdown is trying to get to all the things that I didn't have time to get to. One of the things was teaching Will, my 7-year-old, to ride his bike. Now, all of the other kids can ride their bikes at 7, but Will, I guess his father was busy. But during lockdown, we've had an opportunity to spend some time together, just in the garden on his bike a little bit every day. But at some point, I had to let him go and ride on his own. And that meant he fell off his bike. And every time he'd fall off his bike, he would cry and he would say, please don't let go of the bike, Daddy. Please don't let go of the bike, Daddy. Please don't let go of the bike. But every good father knows that there's a time when we need to let go of the bike and let him cycle on his own. And he's now empowered. Now he's just scooting around the whole place. And that's what God does to us. He takes his hands off the saddle and allows us to cycle on our own. In the same way, we must empower our children to be world changers. Failure isn't meant to break them. Like I said, it's meant to make them. I'm not going to let failure define my children. I'm going to encourage them to learn from their failures as they are empowered. And so, fathers, it's a heavy weight that we carry on our shoulders, but what a great privilege and great responsibility. And I believe our children are the answer to the problems in today. Our world needs change. Just think about the racial injustice that we're walking through right now. I believe our children are the answer. Poverty in the world. I believe our children can change that world. Prejudice, injustice. I believe our children can be the answer to changing that world. War. Perhaps our children are the ones who will bring peace. Discrimination. What about making Jesus more known than ever before? Perhaps our children are the ones who will change the world. What if our children are the answers to our prayers? Think about that for a moment. Every father, what if your child is the answer to the prayer that you've been praying for so long? You're praying for a hurting and dying world right now. We need to see change. We need to see reform. We need to see the name of Jesus lifted high in our world. Perhaps our children are the ones who are going to change the world. And that makes you as a father a world changer. That makes me a world changer. The potential to change the world. And listen, what if, I wrote this down at the end of my notes. It doesn't really fit, but I want to say this. And it's this, what if what's coming is better than what's already gone? What if what's coming is better than whatever that than what's already gone. Fathers, I want to pray for you right now. Every father in home church, I want to pray for you and almost like commission you into a new year as we take a moment to focus on fathers. Because I believe through the power of fatherhood, we can change the world. Like I said at the very beginning of this message, God the Father changed my world. He has given us the potential to change the world through our children. So Father, I pray for every father that's listening right now, every grandfather, every spiritual father. I pray, Father, that you would help them see how they can change their world through fatherhood. I pray you'd switch us on, Father God, that we change from fathering on autopilot, but we would father our children with intentionality. Give us the grace that we need. Help us, Father, to see how you have fathered us, how you created and you crafted us, how you set a course for us. You say our future is good and you will light up the path before us. Help us to be that for our children, Father. In the same way that you encourage us, Father, help us to be encouragers for our kids. And as in the same way that you've empowered us, Father, help us to empower our children to be world changers. In Jesus' name, amen.